Hey guys, welcome to another episode of our podcast on the topic The Science of Happiness. I'm Annika.
And I'm Charlotte.
So today we want to talk a bit about happiness.
When it comes to happiness, people often believe that it is something they can feel when the conditions and circumstances in their life are right. For example, when they've got an ideal job or the perfect partner. Scientists have known for decades that a large part of our temperament is generally predetermined. Maybe you have already heard about the happiness pie chart, which says that about 50% of our happiness or unhappiness can be traced to our genes. 10% is related to our life circumstances, such as where we live or how much money we have, and that leaves us with roughly 40% of our happiness that is within our control.
To be honest, I was a bit surprised when I found out that your life circumstances actually have such little influence on your happiness.
Yeah, me too, but the pie chart also contains good news. We can still exert a lot of control over our own happiness, so we can try to choose happiness by creating the conditions for it ourselves.
And that's why in this podcast, we want to talk about how our choices matter. We want to talk about some intentional activities we can include in our lives every day to increase that of our happiness, which we can control.
And there are quite some things we can do to try to increase our happiness, so let's start with our list.
The first step is to start each day right. Especially right now with the pandemic and online classes still happening, it's sometimes hard to be motivated when your first class starts at 8 in the morning. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely not a morning person. When my alarm goes off, I usually just stay in bed for another 30 minutes, and when it's really bad, I just kind of grab my blanket, wrap myself in it, and sit through 90 minutes of class in my pajamas. But developing a morning routine can help to a great extent here. I always feel more motivated when I get up a bit earlier than I'm supposed to, because that way I still have some time to prepare myself for the day. Showering, putting on some nice clothes, or having a nice breakfast can also help. Of course, this routine might not always work, but to even take 5 minutes before your day starts to just breathe and prepare yourself can have a great effect already.
Now, the second step is to save some time for things that make you happier. Save at least a little amount of time each day for things that give you joy, even if it's just a small thing like going for a walk or reading some pages of a good book. It does not only allow you to calm down, but can also make you forget about the negative things for a moment. Remind yourself of any fun activities you enjoyed but that have fallen by the wayside. Actively make time for these things, even if it might only be 10 or 15 minutes a day.
And while we're already talking about habits and routines, our next tip is to develop healthy habits and to do something good for your mind and body every day. I always have a hard time to motivate myself for things like doing a workout, but when a sudden burst of motivation actually takes me and I finish an activity like that, it immediately makes me feel better for the rest of the day. It's just that feeling of productivity, you know? The trick here is not to overwork yourself. If you suddenly throw yourself into a strenuous routine, chances are you'll probably just end up frustrated and sore. Doing something regularly is the key, even if it's just a light workout.
And if you don't like the idea of working out or a healthy lifestyle is not your thing, which is honestly quite relatable, you might focus on our next tip, which is living in the moment. I guess we all know that feeling when you just need to quickly eat something but don't even have the right motivation for it and just want that annoying hunger gone. So you quickly cook yourself some meal, but instead of really focusing on eating, you just grab your phone and mindlessly scroll through Instagram. That way, the actual activity you're doing in that moment moves into the background and you can't really enjoy it. It kind of is the same concept as constantly worrying about events in the future. By allowing your mind to wander and get distracted, you prevent yourself from focusing on the things you're doing in that exact moment. Enjoy and appreciate life when you are living it. Try to live more consciously and remind yourself not to think too much about things you can change anyway.
I think this really goes together with focusing more on the positive aspects of your life altogether, instead of dwelling on the negative ones. I know that at sometimes it's really hard to think positively, but don't allow the negative things to control and confine you.
And that brings us already to our last point, make a gratitude list. I know a lot of people underestimate the influence a gratitude list can have, but it is actually quite helpful to just write down what you're grateful for at the end of the day. Showing gratitude means you're acknowledging the good things in your life.
Did you ever try doing something like that?
No, not really. What about you, though?
I actually did try that one. By writing down things you're grateful for, or just something that has made you happy that day, you kind of force your brain to have good thoughts. And you can reflect on what you've done and how you felt. Especially on bad days, that often lifted my mood or gave me motivation for tomorrow.
That's quite interesting, but I mean, practicing gratitude has been shown to reduce stress and improve self-esteem even in very difficult times. And I guess it really doesn't matter if it's just a small thing every day. What matters is that experiencing it has made you happy.
Definitely. It can be the little things, such as a coworker who offered you a cup of coffee or even just the warmth of the sun on your skin. It can be a total game changer.
In the end, happiness takes time, effort, and dedication. There are things you can't control in life, and that's totally fine. It's not about having control about everything that's happening to you, but rather about using what little control you have about your happiness as best as possible. After all, it is nobody's responsibility to make you happy but yourselves. Take control over these 40% of happiness that are in your hand.
And from time to time, you just have to remind yourself that the ups and downs are natural, and that sometimes you need to experience lows to climb higher again. Your low points just make the high ones shine brighter.
Thank you for listening. We hope this list could inspire you to maybe try some of these things for yourself. Feel free to share our podcast, and remember, happiness is yours to create.